Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shut up, camera, John Ritchie, 94 at WIP. All right, let's go out on the Schwartz Carlton guest line as we always do Tuesdays at this time. Schwartz Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Schwartz Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. And every Tuesday afternoon, we are joined by our pal Ross Tucker. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter, Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter, part of the radio.com podcast team. And of course, 94 WIP pregame show as well every Sunday for Eagles games. What's going on, Ross?
Fellas, how are you?
Ross, you got a lot of titles, man.
I got a lot of jobs, man. I can't get one job that pays me millions like WIP pays you. So yeah, I got to try to cobble a bunch of them together.
Keep thinking it, Ross. Keep thinking it. The name's DeCameron, not Cataldi, okay?
Oh, I like it.
Hey, that's a compliment to him, man. He knows what he's doing. All right, Ross, let's get to it. Eagles. A lot of people yesterday were very negative from that Eagles game on Sunday, which surprised me. They won by 25. They won comfortably, to say the least. It was not the greatest offensive performance, also to say the least, but boy, people were really negative, and I was surprised. What did you make of the reaction around town Sunday night, Monday?
Well, it's understandable because they were on such a high after the Packers win. You know, primetime, national TV, Thursday night, undefeated opponent on the road, and I felt like it was the best the offense had looked all year. Coming back from a double-digit deficit. Nobody does that at Lambeau. So I think people were on such a high, and there was kind of a belief like, here we go now. You know, like we're going to just pick up where we left off. This is who the Eagles are. Run over people. Wentz looks great, etc. And then you get to the Jets game, and you get a defensive touchdown, an offensive touchdown. You're up 14-0. Then it was just kind of, it just kind of stalled, which, by the way, that happens in the NFL. It's hard to beat teams by a lot. The Jets defense, I don't think people give the Jets defense enough credit. They've got some good players over there. Greg Williams, my former coach, does a nice job. But that's what it is, Joe. I think people had higher expectations based on the Packers game as well as the start of the Jets game. And then after that, it was like it was like the start of a movie where, like, the start was awesome, and then you're like, the rest of the movie, you're like, okay, why aren't there any
Ross,
more really good parts?
You concerned about the Eagles' offense?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I'm not overly concerned because it seemed like what happened was every drive there'd be one penalty or one negative play or something that just kind of bogged them down. And they weren't really able to move the ball as much or get into as much of a rhythm. But this is not, like, I mean, that's a Jets team that scored a couple touchdowns, one on defense, one on special teams against the Patriots. Not like the Patriots put up huge points on them. You know, it's not a bad defense. I just think that the Packers defense had been getting so much love that for the Eagles to do what they did on the road there, people were expecting more.
So the positive coming out of the Jets game, a lot of people felt great about the 10 sacks and the way the defense looked. How much positive do you take out of the game? You know, as in how much was the Eagles were better and how much is that the Jets were just completely inept?
Well, you know, it's always a combination of both. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you're playing. 10 sacks is a lot, man. And two defensive touchdowns is like unheard of. And keep this in mind, right? If people are going to say, well, I was expecting more from the offense, I think that's fair. But there's no way anybody was expecting that much from the defense with Orlando Scandrick and Craig James as two of the three corners. There's no way people thought, oh, yeah, they'll just totally shut them down. They'll get 10 sacks. They'll get two defensive touchdowns. With Craig James and Orlando Scandrick playing? So if they didn't meet expectations on offense, I would argue that they exceeded them on defense. And again, everybody's been criticizing them well, they only had three sacks or whatever. Look, this is kind of how it is. Like, you get more of your sacks against the crappy teams. You don't get as many against the good teams. That's why it kills me when they're like, Matthew Stafford's record against teams with winning records is 12-20. Well, yeah. It's because they're a good team. They have winning records. If you want to have a winning record, you have to win most of your games against the bad teams and win half against the good team. That's kind of how it goes.
Interesting. 888-729-9494. All right, let's mix in a lot of calls through the hour with Ross on with us. Let's go to Tim in Upper Chichester. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hi, good afternoon. Tim.
First off, Joe, I just wanted to congratulate you on seeing that medalist over the weekend. I was very surprised.
Well, I'll tell you, I was shocked by what I saw. I mean, I was floored by what I saw.
Well, I'll tell you, it kind of makes sense to me, though, because most of your opinions are mental. So I guess it's good for you to be a mentalist.
I knew that was coming.
Well,
I knew that was coming.
You got to use your brain to be mental. So, I mean, otherwise, I'm sorry to hear that you're the scarecrow.
Okay. There you go, Joe. John, the setup was there. First off, Philadelphia Eagles last week, you know, we got to step it up. We got to certainly step it up. If we don't step it up, we're going to end up losing this weekend. No doubt in my mind, that team that we saw was a grade school team. So this week, we really have got to step it up. I don't know. The offense scared me. The defense did exactly what I expected. You know, I mean, would you have expected less?
Yeah, I actually would have. To Ross's point, I would have. I did not expect 10. I mean, just as a for instance, I did not expect only 6 points plus 10 sacks plus 2 defensive touchdowns. No, I did not expect that.
10 sacks is crazy. Tim, I thought that Adam Gase was going to have something up his sleeve, like a large bag of tricks, because he had an extra week to get ready for this game. I just, sitting there watching that game, I just kept saying to, you know, the people I was watching it with, like, how on earth in today's world can you have an offense that is run through one guy, run and pass? You don't have a quarterback who's even functional, and you just try to hand it off to Le'Veon, and then if you want to throw the ball downfield, you split Le'Veon out wide. And you throw to him downfield, or you run him out of the backfield, free release him, and try to throw it to him. It was I don't know if I've ever seen that before, an offense that's that basic and predictable.
I gotta say this because I was on the sideline when the Jets played the Browns. I actually have a lot of respect for Le'Veon Bell as a player. I mean, as a businessman,
I think he's incredible as a running back.
As a businessman, he's made terrible decisions. But as an actual player, they got nothing, dude. I mean, they got nothing. And he's out there making guys miss, trying to run guys over. I mean, he tried to hurdle 3 Eagles on the sideline. I mean, he might not be the brightest bulb, but at least, A, he's good, and B, he is really giving it everything he's got out there.
I'm saddened by the fact that you don't get to see premier Le'Veon Bell because he has so little help around him. Like, I wish he had a little bit more because he's so miraculous when he's got just a little bit of blocking.
Tim, what do you got here? 3 letters in the last name, most notable person.
I had one. I'm changing it up. This guy captivated America for about 2 years with his collection of clocks, Judge Lance Ito.
Oh, Lance Ito. All right, yeah. That is 3 letters. Ross, can you think off the top of your head the most notable 3-letter last name person of all time? Not the easiest question.
No, like, I don't know why, but everybody coming to my mind for right now is like Ty Lue, Lucy Lue, like, you got to give me a little more time.
You can't research it. I mean, I guess a caller could, but come on, we're a talk show host here. Research it.
Who did you say?
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah.
I also had a lot of time to think about this.
Yeah, you also came up with the topic. Who did John say or Seltzer?
Christopher Lee.
Yeah. And then Seltzer said John Jay.
All right, so question here. Who's Christopher Lee? Should I know who that is?
Yeah. English actor and singer and
Royal Air Force pilot.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a better one. This guy basically created a couple of different genres. Okay. Tommy Lee.
Ooh, yeah, Tommy Lee.
Uh-huh.
That is
he
a good
created,
one.
He created a home video genre. Which
we get it, Ross.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't know, James. I didn't know.
I mean, it's no Jasmine Guy, but if you, if you want to. I was
get
huge,
Joe started.
I was a huge fan of Jasmine Guy.
Really?
Who's that? Who's that?
From
a different world.
Different world. Jasmine Guy. What was her name?
Whitley.
Her name was Whitley. Oh, I loved Whitley.
Whitley was supposed to be someone that you sort of didn't like.
No, she was.
She's
she was
high maintenance.
High maintenance.
No, that's
why is it that you love the high maintenance?
Yeah, that is perfect. That is so perfect.
I mean, you're not supposed to love.
She was an attractive woman.
Dude,
a great voice.
I mean, John, can you not imagine Whitley being like, shut up, Joe.
Right.
Come over here now, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, go get my shoes.
I would
Joe,
be happy to get Whitley's shoes. I'd have no problem with that. To the Sledgehammer in Collegeville. What's up, Sledge?
Joe, you said Elliot Shore was evil. You're evil. Every time we do a contest, you always got to blurt out more than one answer and always take Mount Rushmore.
Were you about to say Jasmine Guy?
No, I was going to say Bruce Lee.
Okay, well, it's off the board. You can say Ray Guy. Well, actually, you can now, but
go ahead. I got someone else.
Someone on hold definitely had Ray Guy, by the way.
Shouldn't have waited three hours to call in. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. So, believe it or not, Richie Seltzer... You know, forgive me, but I have to pull at the camera here. So, you know how Joe threw his name in to be the GM for the Sixers? Well, I'm doing that for the Phillies because apparently I know I can do a heck of a better job than Klentak is doing because you got key pieces that you can build around. You got a couple bench players that you can keep on the bench and bring in as needed, when needed, and then you just fill in the holes from there. I mean, it's not that hard to do. Why can he not get it together and figure out how to piece together a respectable baseball team?
They're going to try again. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I mean, listen.
But they're not really trying again the way they need to try again, which is with a new GM.
Well, that's really your thing, the GM thing. And I think a lot of people feel that way. Because, I mean, Sledge, what you're talking about, just my interpretation of it, it's not really a Kapler thing. I think your main point is you're just unhappy that Klentak's back.
You know my issue with it?
What?
That the Eagles have three road games in a row because the NFL thought the Phillies were going to be in the playoffs.
It's ridiculous.
And so they made the Eagles have three road games in a row.
Yeah.
So I think they should fire everybody at the Phillies just for that.
All right, Sledge, give me what you got here. Three letters in the last name.
Well, since you're taking all the good ones, Joe, I'm going to have to pull one out of the hat here and go with Courtney Cox.
That is a good one.
Yeah, nice job.
Oh, yes.
Courtney Cox, first famous for?
Bruce Springsteen video.
That is exactly correct.
Monica. Joe, are you Monica or Rachel guy?
Rachel. Yeah.
John?
I was more Rachel. Yeah.
Both of you gave the wrong answer.
No,
the correct answer is both.
No. All right, I'll ask
correct
you one.
Both. Oh.
Wilma or Betty, Ross?
Oh, Betty.
Yes, it is Betty.
For sure.
Betty is definitely the right answer. John, are you more a Wilma or a Betty guy?
I think everyone's Betty.
Okay. All right. I am also.
What about Gilligan's Island?
But I can say I never thought about this until, Joe, you brought up
the
Wilma
and Veronica.
Or Betty.
Who's Veronica?
What?
Who's Veronica?
Betty and Veronica? Are you kidding?
Don't know.
Oh, my God.
Well, you can tell can move on.
Archie, Jughead, all that, nothing?
Still no idea what you're talking about.
It's actually a show now.
It's pretty popular.
I figured it's a show, but I don't know
the
show.
It's way older than that. It's like old comic strip stuff.
Yeah. What was the question?
You don't know who Archie is.
What was the one that you brought up before Betty and Veronica, though?
Wilma and Betty.
No, there was another one.
Well, then
I said Gilligan's Island.
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm Girl Next Door, not Tina Louise. Let's go to Sparty, who's with us. What's up, Sparty?
Hey, fellas, how are you doing? Another great show.
Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Joe's the girl next door.
Well, you know what I mean. Into the girl next
door. Joe is the girl next door. Self-admittedly.
You know what I meant.
Wow.
Into the girl next door.
This is new, uncharted territory
Sparty,
for our show.
Go ahead, Sparty.
Yeah, but before I had a Phillies point, but I'd like to make an Eagles point. But before that, and I switched to the Eagles because Elliot Snore Parks and his Carson Wentz inefficiency narrative is just putting me to sleep. So I'd like to make a comment about that.
The completion percentage thing, like Elliott is bringing up completion percentage right now, and everyone is aware that he's got the most drops of any quarterback in the NFL.
I also realize that
hurts your completion percentage pretty significantly.
Well, I also thought it was bizarre today after I believe Carson's played really well 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, really well 2 weeks in a row.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, John, you've made the point, too, that, and I think we all know that, you know, everybody who knows anything about football says he's a top five guy. He has all the tools.
He might not he might not be a top five guy. I think he's a top 10 guy.
Oh.
But I'll tell you what, top five's a strong standard. Which, through the first three games, he had not played as. No question about it. Had not played as a top five guy in the first three games.
I completely disagree with you.
So do I.
If he's healthy and he has longevity, which is the most important thing.
Right.
Well, I'm not projecting the future. I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about this year. I'm not talking about, you know, he's going to be better than Aaron Rodgers 6 years from now. I mean, right now, for sure, Rodgers, Brady, and Mahomes, for sure above Carson. The highest Carson can be is four.
You ever heard of Russell Wilson?
Well, I get you. I would put Russell Wilson above him as well. So then you get to the Russell Wilson conversation. You get to the Deshaun Watson conversation. You get to the Breeze conversation, right? I mean, you can find your way out of the top five quite quickly with Carson. You really can. Anyway.
I think how they played this year, he's four or five.
Okay, Sparty, what do you got here? Three letters in last name.
Yeah, well, a lot of the Mount Poconos have been taken, which I was going to say, but I'm actually going to go with Tina Fey. But Joe, I did have a quick question for you, Joe.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually we kind of referenced this the other day. When you lost your starting job as a defensive back in middle school after one quarter.
Yeah, one half.
I thought it was one quarter. I was wondering if this had a negative impact on your slow dance opportunities with all those high-maintenance ladies in middle school.
Well, considering I was at a guys-only school, it impacted it not at all, actually.
What do you do for that? You just don't ever have dances?
You know, we had one. Well, we did. So that was at CHA, so we absolutely had a sister school in Springside.
So did you dance with a girl?
The one dance that I remember at CHA, and I only remember one, I do not then I went to another school and then to another school and then to another school. So I only remember one from that school. So
have you danced with a girl?
It's a very simple question. It doesn't matter what school
you went to. No, that's not the question. He asked at that school, did I dance with a girl? And the answer
is no.
No, it is a no.
Yeah.
It is a no. And I actually remember it's a true story. At that dance, I remember having a conversation with a friend of mine about The Natural, the movie The Natural.
Sounds about right.
Needless to say, I was not. Doesn't
that strike you as somewhat stunted that you're still having that conversation, the same conversation that prevented you from going and asking a fine young lady to dance? You're still having?
Joe, stop talking about The Natural and go walk the dog, Joe.
All right, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, live from the Taste the Cake studio. Russ Tucker with us, as he always is, for an hour on Tuesdays. To the phone, and Sean in King of Prussia. What's up, Sean?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Great, Sean.
What's up, Sean?
What's up, Ross? You're like Mr. National, man. I turn on the radio, I hear you. I turn on TVs, I hear you. Good. Congratulations, man.
Trying. Thank you.
And now listen, guys, I got an idea here. Now, most of you want Kapler, Klentak, and Andy McPhail, who we don't even know whatever that guy does. I want all three of them gone. I have three replacements for us.
Oh, good.
If you would like to hear me out.
Yes.
So first I was thinking, you know, Joe, naturally, you know, because there's a whole Sixers GM fantasy.
You want Joe to be the GM?
No. Hear me out, I said, please.
Okay.
I thought Joe originally, but then I thought, you know, let's go for all three. So we know Seltzer is the whole brains of this operation that you guys are running here between these hours I listen to you.
Yep.
So we're going to make Seltzer the GM. John,
okay.
You made me think Charles Johnson was going to be Randy Moss, so you can polish up a turd real nice. So we're going to make you Kapler.
By the way, I'll take McPhail's job, but go ahead. I'll explain why in a moment.
Because we know you do nothing. You're going to be Andy McPhail.
It's a perfect job. I mean, think about Andy McPhail's day. All Andy McPhail did in 3 years, 4 years, is hire Gabe Kapler and then sat back and said, okay, I'll let him do it. Probably has a higher salary than Kapler. That's a job right up my alley. do nothing? You know,
says the guy who plans to be president of our country.
Congress will be, they'll have a lot of say when I'm president.
Hey, Jayden, wasn't George Bush running the Texas Rangers before he was president?
He sure was.
What's on your resume?
George Bush traded for Jose Canseco.
Didn't George Bush start these whole giant contracts and give Alex Rodriguez like a...
No, that was Hicks. No, that was a different owner. Yeah. All right, Sean, what do you got? Three letters in the last name.
Okay, since somebody already said Patrick Y, which I'm not going to say, and Seltzer informed me nobody's going to say Rob Ray, so I won't say him.
Yep.
I'm going to go Rob Roy.
Oh, Rob Roy. Ooh. Okay. Rob Roy. And that was a movie at one point, right? What's the deal with Rob
Liam
Roy?
Neeson, I
Who was Rob Roy? Like when was that?
The Scottish national hero of legend.
Okay. Rob Roy. You've seen that movie, Russ?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. The Rob Roy. I wasn't
exactly. Great movie. Roth in that one.
Tim Roth is amazing in that movie.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Very hateable.
All right. 888-729-9494 to Drew in Westchester. Yo, Drew.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
You know, hindsight's easy, but, you know, I was on my couch on draft night, and just from a financial perspective and a talent perspective, how nice would it be to have DK Metcalf instead of J.J. Whiteside? I mean, look at the stats the guy has put up so far. I mean, he played in the SEC. I still don't understand the choice, but, you know, what do you guys think was really the driver there? I mean, what, he didn't do the shovel drill well or something?
No, DK Metcalf is gigantic, and he's a physical freak who can fly for his size, but he's not a polished route runner. He's not, you know, he ran the go route in school. You know, like, just go run faster and get downfield, and we'll throw it up to you. His hands aren't the greatest, you know, inconsistent hands. They felt like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside was a guy who knew the West Coast offense, who could step right in and make a difference right away. And they planned to use him as a red zone target. That was all the talk for the whole offseason. Yeah. And, you know, he failed on the last play of whatever game that was. Was it the Falcons game? Dropped the ball.
No, the Lions game.
Lions game, my bad. Lions game, dropped the ball, and we haven't seen much of him since. He had an opportunity, and he didn't maximize it, and he's fallen out of favor to some degree. In addition, we haven't seen him because they're running a lot of two tight ends with two wideouts out there. But I think that verdict is still being deliberated.
Right, Drew, what do you got here? Three letters in the last name. Most notable person is who?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Already been said. Give me another one.
Oh, okay.
It's a tough pivot.
Yeah, you know, I don't have one. Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
It's a tough one. All right, Russ, to what extent are you concerned with Arcega-Whiteside?
Not overly. I think he was brought in to kind of be, as much as anything, maybe the heir apparent to Alshon Jeffrey. I think he's more of that type of player. If you are going to specifically look at DK Metcalf, the thought process was DK Metcalf couldn't run routes and couldn't get in and out of any breaks. And they didn't think that it would translate that well to the NFL. He's done better than people thought. He wasn't great with contested catches. He was more of like a slant and a go route guy, to John's point. He's gotten more of an opportunity so far with the Seahawks than has Arcega-Whiteside with the Eagles. I was really impressed. What preseason game did Arcega-Whiteside tear it up? The Ravens won. He was awesome in that preseason game. So I'm not ready to write a guy off.
Me neither.
You know, five games into his rookie year when he's really only even played in two. He plays more of the Alshon Jeffrey role, which is why with DeSean Jackson out, it's Mac Hollins playing and not really Arcega-Whiteside. If it were Alshon Jeffrey out and DeSean Jackson was playing, my guess is we'd see more Arcega-Whiteside and less Mac Hollins.
Brutal six-game stretch coming up for the Eagles. Real tough games. What record does Ross think the Eagles will go in those six? We'll hit that next. Rock the calls as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, when it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting to a short list of qualified candidates, and you want to do it fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. That's right, Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, make sure you accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.